Chris Bowater wrote a song in 1981, and part of it was, "Here I am, wholly available. As for me, I will serve the Lord." The essence of the message was that the fields were white under harvest, but the labourers were few, and we sang that we were giving ourselves to him to serve and help with the harvest. If you've ever sung that, the next part of the traveller's journey will interest you. Seeing the city of God in sight, he hurries towards what he thinks is the end of his journey. He relaxes a little as he thinks he will shortly be safely within the gates as the city is in sight. But there's one more wilderness for him, perhaps the hardest he's yet had to face. Before he can enter the gates, between him and them, a terrible scene presents itself before his eyes. People are everywhere, crying out in distress and pain. The air is thick with the terrible stench of death and decay. A woman, doubled up in pain, catches hold of him, pleading for his help, but he quickly disengages, saying, "I can't help you. I'm powerless. What do you think I could do for you?" She begs, "A little water." He remembers something. There is no other stream. He has the water of life. It is at this point the traveller begins to understand his destiny and his purpose, what his journey's been all about. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Matthew 10:42. He has the water of life. He's received it freely, and now freely he must give to others. He labours long, becomes exhausted, and is refreshed time after time by water brought by others to revive him. At one point, ready to give up, he's reminded to keep his eyes on the destination, the city of God, and in so doing, he's revived to carry on. This is our journey too, but again we see it's in the name of a disciple that the cup of cold water is given. Without being a disciple, one is who is continuously at the feet of the Master, prepared to learn, listen and obey, to keep our eyes on him and no one and nothing else, we fail to fulfil our highest call, high, higher, highest. And there is a reward for faithful service, for participation in the harvest, however it presents itself. You may not be called to the mission field in India, but what about your place of work, your home, your unsaved husband or wife, your neighbour? None of us are exempt from the conditions Jesus lays down in the sermon. We're all called, all chosen, all predestined to be conformed to the image of him. We are all unconditionally forgiven, accepted and loved. But all the way along he gives us a choice, 30, 60, 100. We can have as much of him as we desire. Desire, there's a word. The measure of your desire is the measure of your love. The measure of your love is conditional upon how sure you are that you are loved. We love because he first loved us. What goes around comes around. How's yours this morning?